Slide 18, the nuts and bolts of professional experience. Basically, resumes come in three flavors: chronological, functional, or combined. The chronological format is the one that most of you are used to seeing and probably have used most often. It's the one in which you list your last position first and work your way backwards from there. A functional resume is particularly useful for people who are in a career transition, but sometimes you'll want to use one even if that's not the case. And it's a resume where you're organizing your experience based on your skill sets, hence functional, right? So what have you done throughout your career that can be easily identified in categories, and you present your experience in that way. A combined resume is exactly what it says. It uses both chronology and function to convey your experience. All of these can be found online if you just Google examples of them, and you can follow those templates. There are some frequently asked questions that come up pretty much all the time. I'm sure the one we get the most often is, how far back should I go? And our rule of thumb is to pretty much go back about 20 years, and not necessary to go back further. For the most part, the jobs you had earlier in your career won't directly relate to the job you want to be doing going forward. Even if it's in the same area, it may not be vastly different. It just doesn't have a lot of applicability. And there is a reality about ageism, so there's no need to include something that might work against you. That leads us directly to which positions to include. And the reality is that it's important to include those positions that will be most helpful and relevant to letting the reader know why you're going to be appropriate for the position you're applying for. So if there's a job, for instance, very early in your career that has some real meaning or significance for the work you're going to be doing, by all means include it. Sometimes people have worked for very small companies for the most part, but they had one really well-known and leader in their profession early on, and they want to include that work. Go ahead and include that position. But then you run into the situation of, you know, don't leave off other positions that come afterwards, because then it looks like a big gap. So you need to be sensitive to how to best structure those positions if you're going to include them from earlier in your career. Sometimes we divide work up into different categories. So if you've been a project manager and a data scientist and your jobs have gone back and forth between the two, we might identify them differently and then put them in different chronology. The whole idea is to make sure to include the positions that are most important and to manage the gaps. And that takes us right into a very commonly asked question, which is, what do I do about a gap? More people than you think probably have some gaps in their career at this point in time. The pandemic created a lot of career gaps. People take time off to care for a young family. They take time off to care for a family member who's ill. They take time off to care for older family members. People take time off to care for a deceased parents' estate, for instance. Families live far apart from each other now. The world has changed dramatically over the last several decades, and needing to take time off is just not all that unusual. Some companies even allow employees to take sabbaticals from their work. I know someone who was considering taking a sabbatical from a large international bank, which allowed for up to a year to do that, and she was going to go study, I think, cooking in Paris. She would want to account for that and should. So that's, it's acceptable and it's really a good idea. I will get to a slide in just a couple of minutes about how you can structure that within your resume, because then the next question that comes up is, how do I indicate a gap? Just a final note for anyone who is early on in their career or a recent graduate, if you worked in a work-study program or worked at positions because you were self-funding your education or part of it, and therefore were unable to have the time and luxury of having the types of internships you would have preferred to have, especially those that were might have been unpaid, by all means, indicate on your resume that that experience was in order to fund your education. That is well-respected and well-regarded, and it goes a long way to explain the lack of, perhaps, internships that would be more relevant to the work you're doing.